The text for our devotion this morning is taken from verses from John chapter 8, starting in verse 31 and concluding in verse 36. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus continued, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And we pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. I want to tell you a little story this morning. True story. One of the things that I just love to do is to get out on the lake with my boat. I'd like to share with you a specific event from one of those times that I had that kind of an outing. After circling a quiet lake, a lake in the Twin Cities, but remote, hardly anybody goes on it, and that's exactly why we go there, to get away from, you know, other boats and other people. My wife and I decided, you know what, let's just drop anchor here in the center of the lake. Let's just put on some tunes, lay back in the sun, and you know what? Maybe we'll just catch some Z's. And so we did. I tossed my anchor overboard, and I gotta tell you, it worked. I mean, I think I was snoring. The gentle lapping of the waves up against the side of the boat, that sound, the little bit of rocking motion, the warm sun, the music, I was out. That was until I heard shouts from the opposite side of the lake from a guy yelling, "Watch out, you're about to crash into my pier." Wow. There went my peace. I went from peace to panic in like a second. Turned out my confidence in my anchor was unfounded. I guess the lake was a little deeper than my rope. So isn't that false security an analogy of what society says we should be putting our confidence or trust in today? You know, when you think about it, drifting unanchored, whether on the water or in life, rarely takes us to a better place. And worse, anchored to the wrong thing on water or in life is guaranteed to keep us in the wrong place and from finding true peace. In the selected verses of our text this morning, Jesus provides us the context and the solution from our drifting and from our uncertainties and fears that we may be feeling right now. In the first verse of our text, if you look at it, Jesus tells us where to place our trust. He tells us it's in his teachings, because his teachings in the Bible, there, he says, we find truth that sets us free. After I read the text this morning, I gave a small prayer that said, "Sanctify us by the truth. Your word, Lord, is truth." Those words come from John chapter 17, verse 17, where Jesus himself testifies about his Father's words, and he simply says in John 17, 17, "Your word is truth." Jesus says, if we are anchored to his teachings, then we are his disciples, his followers, his people. And with that, we then get the full rights as being sons and daughters, members of God's heavenly family. In our text, Jesus then goes on to talk about what the opposite of being a son and daughter in God's family means. He says that because of our own human nature, our sinful nature, we're not capable of a life without sin. So Jesus says we are slaves to sin. And as slaves, he reminds us, a slave has no permanent place in the family. What that means is then we would be separated from our Heavenly Father. separated eternally in death, separated from God's loving home in heaven. But Jesus says, I've got great news for you. I've got something way better than you feeling uncertain about your future. So in the concluding verse of our text, Jesus says, because I am God's son, because I've lived the holy, perfect life in your place that you couldn't live, because I've taken on the punishment of sin that we all deserve, he has now set us free. He says, you are free indeed. That means that God has declared us, because of what Jesus has done for us, as now having that permanent home, that heavenly home, that home where we are truly God's sons and daughters. We are free indeed. This truth revealed in the Bible provides us a different and secure anchor from all the ones that society is pitching us that we should be putting our hope and confidence in. He says, rather than focusing on him, what society is urging us is to focus on what your peers think about you, or what others say, or focus on what celebrities might say, or focusing on your own earthly pursuits in life, or focusing on whether the government will give you another stimulus check or not, or worse yet, trusting in me, in the self. You see, all of those things we need to cut loose from if those things are false anchors. We need to cut loose because they're all involving humans. And as humans, all we're capable of is sin. Faculty, staff, and students, there is something way better than drifting without hope in life or being anchored to things that can't provide us a solid foundation. We can be secured in these challenging times we're living in right now today. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, who's weary and burdened right now? Isn't that all of us? Jesus says, come, I will give you rest from the guilt and burden of sin. I will give you peace from all of the uncertainties of this life. I'm going to give you peace from the fear and the sting of death separated from our loving Heavenly Father. Right now in life, we have a lot of doubts. We have a lot of uncertainty about the future. And it's not just students. Staff and faculty feel the same way. Administration, we're all in this together. There's a lot of anxiety. We've got concern over jobs, the economy, sustainability of businesses, safety for ourselves and for our families. We're questioning whether are we going to make it through this semester and in what format. And we even have fear about will I get the virus. Let's be honest. It's no wonder why there's so much turmoil in society today. But God, our loving Heavenly Father, puts all those doubts and uncertainties to rest in the good news that he's provided us through his work and how his Father now sees us through the work of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 6:19, we're told this, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That this hope, that's the hope that we have in what Jesus has done for us. Faculty, staff, and students, that's why we're here right now. That's why we've taken all the measures we've had. That's why you're sitting the way you are. That's why you have your mask on. We want to be here right now today so that every single day we can be engaged with this good news, the news that we need to hear and not the news that society wants us to hear. That's why we're here. This news is so essential for our faith. At Bethany, we call this news, we call it the same thing that Jesus called it when he spoke to the sisters Mary and Martha in the town of Bethany. At Bethany, we call it the one thing needful. Students, it's the focus of everyone who serves you at Bethany, of all of the faculty and staff. We want to make this year a great year for you academically. We want to make sure you have the knowledge, the understanding, the skills that you need for this life. But most importantly, we want to make sure that you have a great year and grow in your engagement with your Savior Jesus, because that is what's most important. That is the anchor that you and we all need. May this message of the one thing needful always anchor us to the Bible's teaching, so with certainty our hope for a permanent heavenly home in God's family is secure. Amen.